Our new musical is The Emperor's New Clothes, written by Dave and Jean Perry. It's based on the well-known tale of a king who is duped by two cunning scoundrels who weave an invisible suit of clothes, which only the wise can see. The dialogue is witty, the songs are clever and fun to sing, and the fully orchestrated accompaniment track CD is spectacular.
Just an average fairy tale kingdom in an average fairy tale land. Every day is sunny and nice according to our fairy tale plan. We don't have dragons, giants, or genies giving us a scare. We're just an average fairy tale kingdom you'll find anywhere.
As you can see, the king frequently became distracted with new clothes.
And although it appeared harmless at first, it was soon to become a bit of a problem.
For there were two swindlers who had heard of the king's interest in apparel and high fashion.
And they were laying plans for a way to cash in on the situation.
We are cunning and clever. We've given this idea lots of thought. Our plan is really quite simple, and I hope we don't get caught. For we are the Farabuto brothers. We come from the Farabuto clan. We're looking for lucrative employment anywhere we can.
Your Majesty, we are professional tailors. We weave our own cloth and make clothing to fit your every need. I am Guido, and this is my brother, Luigi.
We specialize in making the finest clothing in the world.
We begin by weaving a cloth so fine.
So delicate.
So exquisite.
So perfect.
Not only are the colors
and patterns grand,
but the clothes are made so that they appear
invisible to anyone without the wisdom to see.
What Luigi is trying to say is that only the wisest in the kingdom can see this special material.
Now pay attention and listen to me. Only those wise enough will see the king's new clothes as they were meant to be. And this is how it's gonna be. The threads are only for the wise to see. So let's get started with our spinning bee. We're gonna stitch,
stitch,
stitch and sew. We're gonna weave up high
and weave down low.
We're gonna make the coolest bags you've ever seen. We're gonna cut,
cut,
cut and hem. We're gonna gather in
tuck and trim.
We're gonna make the slickest thread fit for a key.
Now you know it takes a lot of skill to stitch and sew just right. But when they're done with the magic suit,
it's gonna be a sight.
Shh, don't let them know we're here.
Okay, don't push.
They look really busy.
Yeah, but I don't see anything.
Look harder. Remember, wisdom.
If you use your imagination and you look inside your mind,
I can see a world more perfect. I can find a world more kind.
And the colors there are brighter and the music much more grand. In my imagination,
have stopped their singing and the words have lost their rhyme. If you close your eyes and look inside.
What is this? I cannot see the least bit of thread on the looms, nor the least bit of woven cloth.
Come nearer so that you can get a better look. Does the design of the material please you?
Aren't the colors beautiful?
Dear me. I am not stupid, but I can't quite see anything. Whatever I do, I must never tell anyone that I cannot see the cloth.
Look closely.
They're the best that you can find. The weave is extraordinary, strong and firm, yet light and airy. All you can imagine through the pictures in your mind.
Hail to the King, let our voices loudly ring. Hail to the King, he's not wearing anything. The suit he thought he wears, marching out in public in his Long John underwear. Hail to the King, our leader and our star. Hail to the King, he's gone a bit too far. The swindlers did him in, now he's wearing just a grin. As anyone who's wise enough can see, he thinks he's wearing nothing.